I'm Eric Carlick. We're at the Mid-America Trucking Show in Louisville, Kentucky. Joining us right now from Progressive Insurance, it's Brett Steinecker. Brett, how are you, sir?
I'm good, Eric. How are you?
I'm doing great. Great to see you again. Our friends from Progressive have been so generous over the years in sharing information with us. Tell us what's going on. What's the latest with Progressive?
Yeah, we're excited to be back. We've kind of continued to grow, and I think, as you know, over the past few years, we've always continued to kind of work and develop the partnership with the trucking industry and try and find ways to make things easier. So whether it be some of the claims things we've talked in the past, how easy we are to work with certificates, and the things are always changing. So I think the big thing for us right now that we've been working on is we know the ELD mandate is coming. We know it's a pain point for drivers. It's a big unknown. And frankly, I don't blame a lot of them. They're not sure how it's going to affect their business,
right,
what's going to happen. And we've been working through a couple options that we think will be great to kind of help drivers give it a try and see how that works for them.
All right, let's expand on that. So what is Progressive doing? What is this program here?
So what we've got is for Progressive customers, if they're an existing customer today, we will, at their request, they can contact their agent, they can call us directly, but we will give them an ELD that they can plug in and use free of charge, as long as they're a Progressive customer. So as long as they stay with us, they can keep the device and use it.
Right.
We'll pay the monthly service charges for them. And I think right now, with introducing this now, it's a little early, and I know a lot of people may be trying to wait until the date of the mandate, getting closer to December.
Right.
But it's a good opportunity where I think they can maintain their paper logs, they can plug the ELD in, see how that device is working for them. And what we ask is that they just share the driving data with us so that we can, that's kind of the exchange for us to see some of those habits. But yeah, it's something that they can plug in, see how it's affecting their business today while they'll still maintain their paper logs before there's any big change that comes down on them, and they can work through that.
I appreciate the approach there because it allows, I think, a driver as a business owner, if you're an owner-operator, to kind of work into it and then, okay, let's find advantages versus disadvantages, what works for us here, what isn't working, or what maybe do we need to adjust, ahead of this mandate to make sure that we're compliant, but also that we're getting the most out of the technology, the device itself.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's things, and I'd never want to tell people how to run their business or what may come from it, and I think that it's something that if they do get the chance, if they take advantage of the opportunity and do plug it in and start to see what's happening there, they'll maybe see some other benefits to it outside of just kind of, I know, the concern about the monitoring,
sure,
which we definitely, I mean, it's obviously a big concern. Whenever somebody's telling you, here's how you need to run your business,
there's
a concern. So I get the hesitancy for sure.
Yeah. What else do drivers need to know? What else is Progressive offering right now for drivers?
We have a couple other things, too. So we still have we've got our website, truckerterritory.com. The website, it's great. We've got a few things going on in the site. The first is Truckers of America. It's kind of a series that we have of kind of real stories of truckers, their lives, and how trucking's really a part of their life and how they've intermingled it with their personal life and made both of those things work, along with some of the challenges of the job that I think we all know that they're out on the road, away from family, and how they make all that work. And so it's kind of some of those kind of feel good sort of gut wrenching stories. You get a couple of those out there.
Yeah.
We've got Cab Cuisine, which I think is pretty neat too, as it goes through. It's got recipes that are easy to fix for the truckers. They can make in their cab when they're out on the road. Some healthier options, along with fitness tips, those types of things that are out there. And we also have, out there as well, as it's a Rigs to Ranch promotion. And it's an opportunity for a trucker and their family. So as we talk through kind of that, how do you make the family thing work? It's a cool opportunity for a vacation for their family to Brush Creek Lodge in Saratoga, Wyoming.
Wow.
$25,000 value. So a lot of good things. The deluxe accommodations for 4 nights, airfare for 4, gourmet meals, family activities, a $1,500 gift card. And we're taking registrations up till May 1st out on our website there, truckerterritory.com. to try and win that. And the biggest thing is you have to have a Class A CDL to register.
Okay. All right. Anything else you want to share with the drivers?
I think the biggest thing now is there's just, I know there's a ton of things that are getting thrown at them, a ton of things that are happening.
Yeah.
I think the big thing for us at Progressive is we always try and focus on, so we've tried to make claims easier. If there's a claim, nobody ever wants to have one. It's a pain point.
Right, right.
Some of the things that the life on the road and like some of the challenges of, hey, how do I get exercise? How do I keep myself in shape? How do I feed myself?
Right.
Now we got the ELD mandate. Yeah. Is I'd encourage them, truckerterritory.com. We've really tried to find ways to take those pain points that they have and try and make them easier so they can focus on what they do and what they're good at. And that's keeping things moving, making sure that we've all got what we need to live our day-to-day lives so that things don't break down and you have a bunch of people freaking out.
You know, and we would. I mean, I think about it sometimes. I mean, we went in my neighborhood, we went through an ice storm a few years ago. And I remember walking into a big name brand, I mean, the biggest retailer, and walking down the aisles. And stuff had not hit the shelves in a few days, and we knew it was going to be a couple of more days at least before we were getting, I mean, the basics, bread and milk and things that weren't getting to the consumer. And I thought to myself immediately, I said, if trucks stop, I mean, then everything, I mean, imagine everything that to build a house, your medications, you know, that's what my dad did. Post-military, he actually drove truck for a pharmaceutical company, you know, and we don't think about it, but, I mean, those are things that are helping people stay well. But then the sustenance, the food, and everything else that the drivers do.
Yeah, I don't know what there is out there that society consumes that isn't on a truck at some point in time.
Right,
yeah.
Because at some point it's going to be, and now it seems that and it's a different we're getting in different ways. We, you know, whether it's an Amazon or whatever, a lot of e-commerce, but it just seems, I think, that we're getting as a consumer maybe better informed on that interaction or relationship that we directly have as a consumer with the truck drivers, because we can see that delivery guy coming to the house in my case 4 or 5 times a week for, you know, the delivering those things we ordered. Well, you know, extrapolate that out to your grocery store and every other retail point, and that's what you have, is the American truck driver behind all that.
Yeah, it's amazing when you even look at, we'll look at where people drive, and if you look at like a map of the U.S. they show the path and the miles, the miles driven, and it's remarkable.
It's just amazing. And so there's a lot to, I love the approach of being able to, you know, through these programs, basically helping drivers have one less thing.
Yeah.
You know, and which helps you get back to what you do, as you mentioned. If they want to learn more, they want to get involved here, where do they go?
Truckerterritory.com is our website. Like I said, a lot of cool things out there. And I think the big thing for us is we're looking at this and have looked at this with, when you think about our claims network and the service, and that is, it's a long-term partnership. We're, as an insurance company, we're in it for the, I mean, pardon the expression, in it for the long haul.
Sure.
And we're continuing to make investments that we're trying to build partnerships with truckers.
Yeah.
And where it's not just a customer, but it's somebody that we can work with for the long term and make their lives easier, and they can work with us. And, and hopefully it's a good partnership that works for everybody.
A community.
Yes.
You know, a partnership, and when you look at it that way, there's ways for drivers to work together, drivers and companies to work together, and all of us learn something about this operation to make it more efficient.
Absolutely.
You know.
Yep.
Yeah. Great stuff, Brett. Mm-hmm. Great talking to you. So thank you so much to Progressive for allowing you to step in today, and we appreciate it. And we'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate the time.
All right.